later.
We'll open the joint committee on Ways and Means for Friday, February 3rd. Colleagues, we have a relatively short meeting today. It will be, hopefully all of our future meetings will be this short, but that's too optimistic. The first item on the agenda is a possible adoption of proposed committee rules. Representative Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move that we accept the proposed committee rules as those that are binding on this committee during this February 2012 session.
Okay. You all have a copy of the committee rules. Is there any discussion of the committee rules? Is there any objection? Yes. Okay. Senator Whitson.
Thank you, Chair Devlin. I don't have any objection to the rule. I'm just concerned that in this short session, we may see complex policy bills move to Ways and Means to grease the skids and make it move faster, and get rid of, you know, and avoid those pesky old public hearings in the other chamber. And I would hope that the co-chairs look very closely at those situations and to the extent possible resist that purposeful move of a policy bill to Ways and Means for that purpose.
Yeah. Well, we have had discussions, and we have made it very clear to people that we've been asked, should we do amendments in Ways and Means? And we've clearly said, preferably not. Work the bills in the policy committees, hold the necessary public hearings there, and then get them to us. I mean, obviously, there will be bills where we may have to do corrections, but this is not the session to send bills to us that actually need significant policy work once they get here, because we will not have the time.
Thank you, Chair Devlin.
Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Colleagues, we also have some introductions of bills. We'll go through them. These are basically introductions. By voting to introduce them, you're not indicating in any way what your final position may be on the bills, but these are some necessary bills. I would comment on the first three. These are relative to technical changes having to do with, it was 2710, 2712, am I correct? For those of you that have some concerns, and concerns have been expressed by your local communities, particularly about justice courts, those issues are in another bill that is going through the Judiciary Committees. These are just technical bills. So do we have a motion on introduction of the first bill?
Mr. Co-Chair, Co-Chair Richardson, in his desire to streamline government, is asking me to make a motion to introduce all bills on the list in one motion. So I'd like to move that the committee adopt LC-294, LC-295, LC-296, LC-303, and LC-304 as committee bills for the Joint Committee on Ways and Means for the February 2012 session.
Okay. Well, colleagues, I'll accept that motion, realizing that actually when we get to actually balancing the budget and doing what we need to do, it's only five bills also.
Yeah.
So if we can do those five that quick. Senator Johnson.
Thank you. Comment and a declaration of conflict. On LC-303, this is the bonding bill. There is an enormous amount of money in here reflected only with aggregated dollar amounts. I would hope that there would be an opportunity when this committee could see the breakdown of that.
Okay. Can I make a comment?
Yes, that's Representative Richardson.
LC has a drafting process where they will include an entire bill, even if you're only changing one line in it. And so although there's many, many numbers in here, most of those numbers were in the previous bill. They're already in the statute, and we're only going to be making very minor changes. This is merely introducing the bill into the committee. We're not voting on it. From here, we'll do the work for the next few weeks, and then we'll come back. The bill will actually come back to the committee in a final form through the subcommittees, and will be closely looked at before there's a vote taking on it.
May I respond?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, and I understand that you all, though, that are working these budgets daily, have the benefit of knowing precisely what's in here. The rest of us don't even know what those minor changes are, and I'm just making a request that the minor changes be as transparent as possible. And then with respect to LC-304, I would like to declare a potential conflict of interest. It deals with aviation issues. My husband is in the aviation business.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Yes, Senator
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Rocco. I have the counties mentioned anything about a note about the appropriation that was changed from a direct payment in these to having some report back that they remain neutral or that there be a report back in the way the counties receive appropriations? Wouldn't that be in these LC drafts?
Mr. Chair, Senator Berger, are you referring to the court fee?
Yes.
Yes. I'm not aware of that, but we will certainly check on that.
Okay, I'd like to put that on the record that since it was changed from direct payments, different counties received different amounts of money, and if there could be a report back that how the counties remain neutral with that particular formula. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any additional discussion? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Colleagues, before we adjourn today, Mr. Rocco, for the benefit, I think all the subcommittee chairs here know this. Can you describe just briefly the five bills that are necessary for us to rebalance, just so that people get an idea? There'll be other bills here, but these are the five bills.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the five bills are Senate Bill 5701, which is the budget reconciliation bill, which will include most of the rebalance changes and other actions needed by agencies, many of which have already been approved during the interim by the interim Joint Ways and Means Committee. Senate Bill 1579 is the program change bill, which has additional language in it to implement the changes made in 5701. Then there is Senate Bill 5702, which is lottery allocation bill, which will change allocations of lottery funds to various agencies based on latest forecasts and as part of the rebalance plan. And then there are these two bills today, which will be House bills, LC-303, which is the bonding authorization bill, and LC-304, which will include any capital construction changes. Currently, the only two things in that bill were approved during the January legislative days by the Interim Ways and Means Committee.
Any discussion? Representative Wisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I'm assuming we'll have other bills or policy bills. This is just a
rebalance.
Yes,
you will. There are quite a few bills from the House that have subsequent referrals to this committee. There are a number from the Senate also. Still more than 2-1. But yes, we will be getting those, and obviously some of those that have subsequent referrals may not make it out of their policy committees given the short nature of this session, but we will start looking at those, and we're going to be trying to get those into the schedule, realizing that we're meeting normally Fridays. I think some of our final meeting may not potentially be on a Friday once we get close to the end of the session. But we will be more than two-thirds of the way through this session by the time we get to about our, about the third meeting from now. So anything else for the good of the order? Mr. Rocco, anything from LFO? Do you want to briefly explain? I'm not trying to keep people here, but and I'm not trying to set you up either.
I understand.
But can you explain how the differences in how people are going to have access to materials? They'll have them the normal way, but there are some other things that you brought forward to us yesterday.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, we're intending on using the web page under the committees. It's called Committee and Task Force Pages, and we're going to try to get all materials that subcommittees will be using on those pages for the public. Members of Ways and Means will still be able to get all that material through the SharePoint site, but for public distribution of materials, we are going to use that web page process. And the only other thing I'd like to mention is that subcommittees will be getting started, some on Monday, but next week they will all begin meeting.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else for Pierce? Nothing else? We are adjourned.